Welcome, one and all tarnished, to the Elden Ring podcast, episode 17, recorded in the field due to life and all of its happenings. This episode is entitled The Chapel of Anticipation, for a very good reason. Spoilers for Elden Ring, the first minute, 3, 2, 1. The very first title to appear, location title as it were, for Elden Ring is that the Chapel of Anticipation, which is where many of us are in so many ways. There have been a couple of aspects of Elden Ring that have leaned into the self-awareness about Elden Ring, including, I doubt you can even imagine it, you know, there's a couple of lines that talk about returning to grace, returning to life, coming back to life, like, there is an element of acknowledgement of where the community is in the very fabric of Elden Ring's story itself, or perhaps we're maybe projecting ourselves onto it in that way. But I will flap gums no longer. I've never seen so many 10s out of 10 as a, I would say, history setting by far. Result, critically and commercially, has come to light on the day of release already for Elden Ring. My post with that image of the 10s out of 10s, an entire page of them, read simply, this is what happens when a team with a clear vision hunkers down, doesn't cave into this era's climate of expectation, pressure, you know, needing to feed the masses, quote-unquote, so to speak, and simply makes a title, like a 90s style, you know, goes quiet, releases a trailer, goes quiet again, releases title, and the art form has changed, and I truly do believe, from some of the earliest reviews I have allowed myself to glimpse, that that is what is at hand currently. Recording in the field because, well, I guess this is something else that I won't flap gums too much about. Life had gotten very, very intense and very, very dark. My mother-in-law-to-be unfortunately passed away last night. And it's been quite a time to organize everything in a very surreal way. I've just now been able to pull away to be able to record this and to be able to, as surreal as it sounds, one must find moments between all the preparation admin for things such as when people pass away, arrangements, etc. Self-care is important, and in some measure, art and entertainment and storytelling can provide comfort. This will forever connect the two experiences for me in terms of the real world and the lands between. And I really can envision no more beautiful way to give tribute to the ones we love who leave us far too early than to find some way, whether it's in the form of gestures, monuments, speaking about them on a podcast, to just continuously commemorate them, which is definitely what we'll be doing, my fiance and I, with her wonderful mother. For the people who sent their good energy as I was updating the community about her progress, thank you. But all I can say is cancer is caused by three main contributing factors: stress, number one, number two, trauma, and number three, environmental factors, which can range from, you know, radiation, etc., but also chiefly with imperceptible things. And that's why getting yourself checked, looking after yourselves, looking after your loved ones, and very much cherishing and appreciating life is the way to go forward. So good tarnished, hear me when I say that. Indeed. This will be short. As I mentioned, just a brief little episode before I set out. I don't even think I'll have time to add the background music, the intro, any kind of assets. But you know, such is the way of things sometimes. And all I can say is that if you're joining me in the lands between, I look forward to seeing you there. I look forward to kind of galloping across the beautiful provinces of that wonderful world, which will mean so much more to me now because of recent events. And finding the story in our own way. I know that some trailers have been released, even since we spoke, Gobbleprint and I, on episode 16. But in many ways, if we know anything about Miyazaki, he does not give everything away in his trailers, and I look forward to many beautiful moments of discovery in this title, which by all indications has, I would even say, potentially even surpassed some of the, the Skyrim Breath of the Wild kind of conversation when it comes to creating an open world that feels truly live alive and filled with an array, like a countless, like an unending array of activities, which gives it that air of honestly, like basically having stepped into a place that is there and alive and so that'll bring, I'm sure, many moments of like speechless gratitude. So just ducking under cover now to park, but folks, onwards forth and enjoy your quest through the lands between, and happy journeying, everyone. Until next time, bye for now.